Every Wednesday, people in need of a hot meal and some companionship meet for lunch at St. James's Anglican Church in Orillia. The Loony Lunch began more than 25 years ago at the church. Each week from 10:30 a.m. to noon, participants receive a free lunch of soup, desserts, coffee and other items. While it's called the Loony Lunch, nobody is turned away if they don't have a buck. It's a place where people can come to eat even if they can't pay a dollar, said Susan Charters, who has been a volunteer with the program since 2020. It's a food outreach. The number of homeless and hungry people in Orillia has gone up, exponentially, Charters says, making the program more important than ever. It serves about 90 people per week. Charters also says the program serves as an important meeting place for isolated people. People have gotten to know each other here. They have gotten to know the staff. It's not just for people who need it, but people who want it, she said. The program offers people a safe place where they can get out of the cold, use a washroom, and have a fresh meal. Participants are also offered clothing and household items they can take with them from the Pennywise thrift store. Linda Shortell has been enjoying the Loony Lunch for more than a decade with her husband, Greg. I enjoy coming here to meet people, she said. The food is always good and the staff here is really helpful. She says St. James's Anglican Church helps participants beyond serving a fresh meal. They will take people off the street if they want help. They will give you food and an application to find some housing, she said. For Shortell, having a meal provided by the church each week helps her stretch her dollars. It helps save money for groceries, she said. It's really expensive for someone like me on a low income to get food. Anil Gupta has benefited from the Loony Lunch for 3 years. He says it is served each week, with heart, by kind people. The volunteers here really make you feel at home, he said. If you talk to these people, you'll see just how kind they are. He says it's important for him to have some social time each week with others who are in similar financial situations. We sit down together and have a meal together, he said. This is a good thing for people who are on the Ontario Disability Support Program, are homeless, or just don't have anything. Gupta says having a cost-free meal is really helpful. Everybody is trying to cut back in budget right now, he said. It's a really tough time, and I don't know what I would do if I didn't have support like this. The Loony Lunch relies on donations from the community and grant money from the Community Foundation of Orillia and area. The Sharing Place Food Center is also a supporter of the program, donating 80 to 100 meals per week. Each week, Mariposa Market donates donuts and other sweets to the program. Starbucks donates coffee and frequently sends volunteers to help, and Orillia Bakery and Deli donates rolls to go with the soup. It's crucial because we don't have money to pay for it, Charters said. We could not afford to provide the quality and quantity that we do without their support. She says the Loony Lunch needs 6 new volunteers. We scramble a bit when somebody is missing, she said. I guess that means we are slightly understaffed. As a retired person, living in a safe space, Charters says it's important for her to give back to those who need a safe and clean space to access food. It's community work, she said, explaining volunteers receive training to work with the program. I get to know some of the other people who volunteer and the people who come for food, which is nice. More information about the Loony Lunch, including how to volunteer or make a donation, can be found here.